It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. And we start off this hour by turning to the latest effort by the Tedeschi Trucks Band. Susan Tedeschi, guitar and vocals. Her husband, Derek Trucks, on guitar. Their latest disc is a live recording called Everybody's Talking. Came out this year and is getting us a lot of airplay. Here's the Tedeschi Trucks Band with Learn How to Love.
Mm-hmm.
Learn how to love the Tedeschi Trucks Band, Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks, from their latest release, came out this year, Everybody's Talking. Next year on KRVS, we've got some more new releases. We're going to turn now to Joe Bonamassa's latest. It's called Driving Towards Daylight. He is a wonderful guitarist and vocalist and has an interesting rendition of a Howling Wolf tune on this particular disc, Howling Wolf's Who's Been Talking, and he ended up grafting an outtake of Howling Wolf in the studio talking about this tune, a sort of intro, his own version. Joe Bonamassa with the intro by Howling Wolf.
You got to step this up a little bit, you know, make it come up.
How the drums sound to you, Wolf?
It sounds all right. See, one thing, I like to try to show people and tell them, but I don't mean to be bossy, you know. Okay. I want the guy to be, see, when they always say, let's come on a Calypso beat. Bum, bum, ba dum, dum, da 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 da. You like that? Dum, dum, da dum, dum, da 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 da. You know, like that jungle stuff, you know, a bongo beat, something like that. You know what I mean?
Box is made possible in part by a gift from La Fonda of Lafayette since 1957.
All right, one wrong turn, take two.
You gon' crash and burn. Sweet young thing, trying to go up fast. Well, dreams and looks don't last. So mama and daddy try to warn her. Yeah, well now she's hustling out on the corner. From the game, one won't turn, ain't that a shame? Well, you might have oil wells in your yard, big gates and walls and valley guns. Better spend your money where you can. I'm laughing at your schemes and plans. I said, you're a teenager, what a joke. One wrong turn, that's all she wrote.
Wrong Turn, One Wrong Turn, Rick Estrin and the Nightcats. That was the title track to their new Alligator release. Rick Estrin and the band have been playing together for many, many years, but the band's name was always Little Charlie and the Nightcats until one release prior to this. Little Charlie quit touring, so Rick Estrin got the billing, which he deserves. He's written a lot of tunes for the band and has been the front man, harp player, vocalist, quite a talent. Before hearing Rick Estrin and the Nightcats here on the Blues Box, from their latest disc, we heard Joe Bonamassa from his latest disc, Driving Towards Daylight. He again did a cover of a tune called Who's Been Talking, and he had planning discussion about that tune from Howling Wolf. Wolf actually recorded it back in 1957. We're going to turn to Howling Wolf here on the Blues Box in just a few minutes, but before we go there, we're going to listen to another cover of a Howling Wolf tune. This one was not intended for release when it was first recorded, a live recording done April Fool's Day of 1980 at a place called Steamboat 1874 in Austin, Texas. Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble were performing there that night, and the show was recorded for a radio broadcast. And eventually, John Hammond, the blues player, got a recording of that particular evening's events and gave it to his father, John Hammond Sr., who was a producer going way back as far as the 1930s, getting a lot of great blues produced. And also, he was important in the careers of people like Bob Dylan and also Bruce Springsteen. And obviously, in the career of Stevie Ray Vaughan, he ended up securing them, securing Stevie Ray and the band securing a contract with Epic Records for their first releases. Back then, Stevie was playing a lot of blues. That's evidence on this disc, They Call Me Guitar Hurricane, which was an old, a Guitar Slim tune, Tin Pan Alley, and Tell Me, and then in the case of this next tune, again, one that Howling Wolf first recorded. Wolf did this one back in 61 here from 1980, is Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble with their rendition of Shake For Me.
Thank you.
From 1961, that was Howling Wolf. Howling Wolf on guitar, Jimmy Rogers and Hubert Sumlin also on guitars on that track. And that was, of course, a number called Down in the Bottom, Willie Dixon wrote, a number that Willie Dixon wrote, and from which he borrowed the melody, Rolling and Tumbling, another use of that very, very common melody in the blues. Before hearing Howling Wolf from 1961, we heard Stevie Ray Vaughan doing a cover of a tune that Wolf had recorded also in 61. The number, of course, was Shake for Me, Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. Recorded live at the Steamboat, 1874 in Austin, Texas, back on April Fool's Day of 1980. And that track is available on a disc called In the Beginning. Again, a number of other tunes on that particular disc, one of them also a Howling Wolf tune. We're going to turn next year on the Blues Box to the gentleman that wrote both those tunes, Willie Dixon. We're going to listen to Willie, who is sometimes referred to as a poet of the blues. He wrote an astounding number of blues classics for the Chicago blues artists back in the 1950s and 60s. Here is Willie Dixon with a number he wrote for the Muddy Waters Band. The tune is I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man. My Error, one he wrote for Howling Wolf.
Everybody is trying to sleep. I'm somewhere making my midnight creep. And every morning when the rooster crows, he's telling me that is the time to go. I am the back door man. The back door man. Well, the men don't know, but the little girls, they understand. Shot full of holes. The night she cried, save his soul. I was accused of murder in first degree. The judge's wife cried, let the man go free. I am the back door man. I am the back door man.
Six.
feet of ground I am the black old man. I am the black old man. Well, the men don't know, but the little girls, they understand.
The Blues Box is underwritten by Orion Case LLC, designing and manufacturing reusable shipping containers for delicate equipment. Located in Lafayette, the telephone number for Orion Case is 291-1847. The website is www.orioncase.com.
Thank you. make it to Creamy City someday. Cause I'm a cool driver. Yeah, and I know my way around. But you see, I need a cool mama.
Johnny Shines, guitar and vocal, Snooky Pryor on blues harp, a number obviously called A Cool Driver. And Johnny Shines was a protege of Robert Johnson back in the 1930s. He moved to Chicago in 1950. And Snooky Pryor's career started in Chicago right after the end of World War II, and he was discharged from the Army, and he ended up being on the blues scene there for quite a while. Someone else that was on that scene for quite a while was Willie Dixon. We heard Willie Dixon. And prior to hearing Shines and Pryor, we heard Willie doing your Hoochie Coochie Man, but unfortunately I got that one wrong. He did a tune that he had written for Howlin' Wolf, a number called Backdoor Man. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to the Muddy Waters Band. The lion on the blues scene in the 1950s in Chicago. He and Howlin' Wolf sort of vied for that position. From 1976, here's Muddy Waters along with Johnny Winter, also James Cotton on blues harp, Pinetop Perkins on piano, and Charles Calmazzi on bass, Willie Big Eye Smith on drums. The Muddy Waters Band with Jealous Hearted Man.
just begin.
Snake Oil Doctor. Music from Omar and the Howlers from a new release of Old Omar. This is from a two-disc set on Roof Records called Essential Collection. That track came out, I'm trying to remember which album it was on some years ago, Snake Oil Doctor. Omar and the Howlers. Omar was preceded here on the Blues Box. I'm the Muddy Waters Band. We heard Muddy from 1976 doing a number called Jealous Hearted Man. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We also stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. If you are a member and are helping keep us on the air with your contributions, we'd like to thank you for that, and we'd like to thank all of our underwriters and those of you who are listeners but not members. We hope that you'll consider membership at some point in time. Now would be a great time. Just go to our website and check out how you can pledge securely online and help us keep these programs going. We just heard Omar. He was originally from Macomb, Mississippi, and moved to Austin, Texas. We're going to turn next to a band that got their start in Houston, Texas, back in 1969. From 1979, here's ZZ Top.
Sweeter. I know mine did. How about you?